The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Personality is a very individual thing. You are who you are, and you're usually quite sure of it. When you awake in the morning, you don't sit up wondering who you are. You know right away that you're John Jones or Edna Smith. But in the story about to unfold, that isn't exactly the case. You'll see what I mean when our tale gets underway. I don't want to give it away. We'll let the drama speak for itself as we go inside a large metropolitan hospital to a room on the 10th floor.
George, darling, how are you feeling?
Hello.
You're looking much better.
Thanks. It's nice of you to visit. Has anyone called my wife?
It's all right, dear. I'm right here. I'm your wife, darling.
Please, call my wife. She ought to know about the accident.
Our mystery drama, A Second Chance, was written especially for Radio Mystery Theater by Bob Juren and stars Paul Hecht and Bob Caliban. The marvels of medical science are amazing. The number of lives that have been saved in emergency rooms all over the country are almost countless. Today, a man's chances of surviving a heart attack are greater than ever because of new knowledge, quick action, and modern machinery. George Carswell was playing cards with his wife and friends when he was hit with a sudden blow to the chest. He was rushed to the emergency room of the local hospital.
Manual compression first. Get that tube down his throat, nurse.
Shall we get ready for shock, doctor?
I have it ready, nurse. Anything on that monitor?
No heartbeat at all.
More oxygen.
We're ready for shock, Dr. Hall. The paddles.
Low voltage first. Any response on the monitor?
None yet.
We won't give up. Increase the voltage. Who is he, do you know?
Mr. George Carswell.
Overweight, smell of alcohol and tobacco on him. When will they learn? Anything yet, nurse?
Nothing, doctor.
Adrenaline. He's clinically dead right now, but I'm not giving up.
Is somebody there? I think somebody's there.
I am.
Who are you?
I'm... funny, I'm trying to think. I don't know what happened to me.
I'm George Carswell.
How long have you been here?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't know where we are.
Something's coming back to Marlin. Yeah, the name Marlin. Henry Marlin. That's who I am. But that's all I remember. I know my name, but nothing else. What happened to you?
I don't know.
I can't see you.
I can't see you?
I wonder why. I can hear you. Or rather, I can feel your presence.
How did you get here? Do you know?
No. I don't remember a thing. Mine's a blank. I feel awfully peaceful, though.
I seem to remember something now. Cards. Playing cards.
I don't remember a thing. I wonder how we got here.
I wonder where we are.
You feel a sort of tugging sensation?
No.
It's like I was being pulled somewhere.
Hey, hey, don't leave. I don't want to be left alone here.
I can't seem to do anything about it. A force.
Hey.
Pulling.
Please.
Pulling.
Please, don't go.
I can't help it.
I don't want to be left here alone.
Another minute and it'll be too late.
Still not breathing. It's been 7 minutes, Doctor.
I'll keep at it. I won't give up. Get another syringe ready.
Dr. Hall, there's a pulse. Faint.
Come on. Beat. Beat.
It's there. A definite pulse. Blips on the monitor.
There it goes. Oh, look at that beat. We've got him back. Mrs. Carswell.
Dr. Hall, is he...
He's alive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And thank God.
Please, sit down. Your husband had a very close call. He was clinically dead for 7 minutes. He's critical. Will be for some time, but he is alive. And I give him a pretty good chance. He had no history of heart disease.
No. He was never sick a day in his life. We were playing bridge with the Maxwells, and suddenly George just dropped his cards. He tried to stand up, and he collapsed over the table.
Uh-huh.
May I see him?
For a moment. He's unconscious. You can look in on him, but don't speak. Sometimes the subconscious will respond, and I want complete rest and quiet. He's in intensive care now. Why don't you go home? I'll call you when he comes to.
Oh, no. I would rather stay, no matter how long it is. I'd go crazy at home.
I'll be back around 10 in the morning. They know where to reach me if there's any change. Mrs. Carswell.
Hmm? Oh.
Good morning.
Oh, Dr. Hall... I've been here all night.
Mr. Carswell's awake. He hasn't said anything, but I think you can see him now. Just for a moment.
Oh, thank you.
His vital signs are excellent. Much better than I expected. Well, here we are.
George. Darling. Don't try to speak. I'm here. He's frowning.
He's heavily sedated. But he recognizes you.
George, you're going to be all right. You're going to get well.
Who?
Hush, hush, dear. You mustn't move. You have to rest.
Mrs. Carswell, step outside with me for a moment, please. There. Might be some brain damage.
Oh, no.
He was clinically dead, you see, and when the brain is deprived of oxygen...
Yes, I know. I've read about that. Oh, do you think...
I can't say anything until we've run some tests, and that will be a while. We've got to build up his strength first.
Well, of course.
I'll have you taken home and have that good cry. You've been under a terrible strain. Let the tension go.
Who are you?
Good morning, Mr. Carswell. I'm Nurse Wilson.
What happened to me?
Dr. Hall has to explain that to you.
I'm in a hospital?
Yes. 2 days now. Nancy, page Dr. Hall and send him to intensive care. Mr. Carswell is awake. Your wrist, please.
How long have I been here?
You were admitted the day before yesterday.
Oh, then I wasn't killed.
Oh, no, sir. You're very much alive. Weak, but alive.
I'm trying to remember...
Don't try now. Put everything out of your mind. The doctor is on his way.
I was practically outside the door when I heard the page.
He's awake, doctor.
Well, how do you feel, Mr. Carswell?
I think you've got the wrong patient, doctor. I'm not... Who is this Carswell.
That's you, Mr. Carswell.
Oh, I never heard of him. My name's Marlin. Henry Marlin.
Mrs. Carswell, he keeps insisting he's someone called Henry Marlin. Has he ever known anyone by that name?
Not that I know of. I've never heard the name.
His confusion is natural enough after what he's been through, but this is the first time I've had a patient come out of it thinking he was someone else. They're sometimes vague, can't remember. Talk to him carefully, Mrs. Carswell. Try not to get him excited.
I'll try.
Well, someone to see you.
George, how are you feeling?
Hello.
You're looking much better.
Thanks. It's nice of you to visit. Has anyone called my wife?
It's all right, George. I'm here.
She ought to know about the accident.
You'll be all right soon.
Who are you? Why do you keep calling me George?
Oh, dear.
One moment, Mrs. Carswell.
Oh, if only I could get up. It's too weak. Please call my wife.
Where? Where can we reach her?
There's my wallet. Identification. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was lost. In the accident.
What accident, Mr. Marlin?
Well, that's why I'm here, isn't it? The motorcycle accident. A blinding light. A car, I think. I can't seem to remember it all.
You think you had a motorcycle accident?
Oh, I don't know. I'm confused. Yes, I was riding my motorcycle. I don't know why. I was going somewhere.
George doesn't have a motorcycle.
Where do you live, Mr. Marlin?
I'm trying to live. Spring Street, I think.
Spring Street. Where?
Well, here. Right here in St. Louis.
But...
You will call my wife, Doctor.
We'll do the best we can. You rest now.
Her name is Grace. Grace Marlin. She'd better know about my accident.
We'll try. I'll have Miss Wilson bring you a sedative. Just rest, and we'll do all we can. Come, Mrs. Carswell.
Please call my wife.
This is very hard to take.
I'm sure it's temporary.
He's a whole different personality. It's not just what he says, but the way he says it. He's just not George.
He thinks he's in St. Louis. This Marlin must be someone he's had dealings with in the past, even though he's never talked about him to you.
Will he stay this way?
I don't know. When he's strong enough, we'll put him into psychotherapy. Try to draw him back to reality.
Thinking about the Carswell case, Dr. Hall, you're really this somber.
Yes. It's doubly difficult, nurse. A heart patient has to be kept quiet and, above all, free from anxiety. Carswell's delusion is upsetting him.
Could it be some sort of amnesia in reverse? Instead of forgetting who he is, the shock of the heart attack made him suddenly remember another past.
It seems to me the only possibility at the moment. Mrs. Carswell says he's never mentioned the name of Henry Marlin or being in St. Louis. They were buried in his psyche. I want to do something, and I'm afraid to do it.
Can I help?
I have the strongest desire to try and see if there is a Mrs. Grace Marlin in St. Louis.
I think you have to. You'll have to put that idea to rest.
Operator, may I have the area code for St. Louis, please? Thank you. Well, if there is a Mrs. Marlin, what do I do next?
Well, Doctor, I'd cross that bridge when you come to it.
What city, please?
St. Louis.
Yes.
Do you have a listing for a Henry Marlin or Grace Marlin on Spring Street? I don't have a street number.
One moment, please.
She's checking.
Sorry to keep you waiting, sir. That number is 555-8181.
Could it be the same Henry Marlin? George Carswell awakes from a near-fatal heart attack and claims he's Henry Marlin from St. Louis. Apparently, he's not imagining things. The telephone company has a listing for him. Is it amnesia? Is it someone George knew from years before and now imagines himself as that person? Or could something uncanny have happened on that operating table? If you're thinking what I'm thinking, we'll find out the answer when I return with Act Two. A doctor has a difficult decision to make. The man he saved from a near-fatal heart attack claims to be someone else. The doctor suspects brain damage until he finds that there's a telephone listing for the man George Carswell now claims to be Henry Marlin. Who is Henry Marlin? A phone call to that number would answer a lot of questions, but then again, it might raise even more.
Are you going to call, Dr. Hall?
I've got to give that a lot of thought. If, as you suggest, it's amnesia, she hasn't seen him in years. He's been living as George Carswell for 20. What do you tell a woman whose husband disappeared 20 years ago that here he is under a name of George Carswell?
I don't know.
And neither do I.
Suppose you were to call and...
Yes?
Well, just ask for him. No explanations.
What if he's there?
Well, pretend to be a telephone magazine salesman, anything. It's obviously a different Henry Marlin.
The operator gave me the number right off. If there were more than one Henry Marlin, she would have asked for further information.
Oh, true.
Miss Wilson, what do I do?
Make the call.
Well, before I lose my nerve, let's see who answers 555-8181.
You can always be noncommittal. Say it's a wrong number, even.
Yes, is this the Henry Marlin residence?
Yes.
Is Mr. Marlin there by any chance?
Henry? Mr. Marlin died 3 days ago.
Died? 3 days ago?
Who is this, please? I'm Mrs. Marlin.
Could you tell me how he died?
Are you a friend of his?
Not exactly.
He was killed in a motorcycle accident at Three Rivers Bridge. A car went through an intersection. The gas tank on Henry's motorcycle exploded.
This was 3 days ago?
Yes.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm sorry to have troubled you.
Who is this calling, please?
Goodbye, Mrs. Marlin. He died 3 days ago. Consumed in a fire.
3 days ago? But...
Yes, but it's not amnesia or brain damage. Whoever this Henry Marlin is, we brought back his personality when we brought George Carswell's body back to life. Good morning.
Good morning, Doctor. Did you call my wife?
Yes.
Is she coming?
Mr. Marlin.
Well, I'm glad you finally know who I am.
Do you remember an accident?
Oh, yes. I was riding my motorcycle and then out of a side street, a car... Well, that's why I'm in the hospital, isn't it? That car clobbered me.
Yes. Your wife told me you were in a motorcycle accident.
Well, then she knows. Well, why hasn't she come to see me? Doctor, what's going on?
I wish to heaven I knew.
What does that mean?
Let me try to soften this. A man named George Carswell was brought into the emergency room of this hospital 3 days ago. He suffered a heart attack.
Yeah. And that's the guy you keep thinking I am.
We worked on him for an hour. For 7 minutes, he was clinically dead. We literally brought his body back to life.
Well, I'm glad for his sake.
We brought George Carswell's body back to life, but here you are.
You're telling me that...
I'm going to give you a mirror. Tell me what, or rather, who you see.
Black hair, mustache, a small scar on the chin. A face I've never seen before.
George Carswell.
No! Now, what are you all doing to me?
Nurse!
I'm getting out of here. I don't know what this is. You've made me up to look like someone else.
Nurse!
Yes, doctor?
Syringe, quick.
Right away.
You've got to lie back. Mr. Carr, your heart won't take
this. There's nothing wrong with my heart. I was in a motorcycle accident.
Here, doctor.
You won't bring my wife in to see me? Some strange woman comes around pretending that I'm somebody I never heard of.
That'll take effect immediately.
I want to get out of here. I want to get out of here.
These people are crazy. I know who I am. I'm me, Henry Marlin. But I saw that face, that body they say is George Carswell. That voice I speak with, not mine, but his. The building. It's coming back now. Yes. Oh, the motorcycle accident. I was on my way to tell them about the building when that car came straight at me. Oh, Lord, I never made it. I never told them about the building, the flaw in the elevator shaft. Oh, it's all coming back now. I remember telling Grace about it and the look on her face.
What are you saying, Henry? You can't mean this.
I'd give half my life if I didn't mean it. I've checked and rechecked 100 times. The flaw in the elevator shaft is there, plain as day. But none of us caught it.
Well, what could happen?
The elevator could collapse. I've got to call Bernie right away. It's his design. He's got to tell them.
Darling, the building's almost finished.
Exactly. It's going to cost millions to correct, but it has to be done. Oh, the builders are going to have a fit. Hello, Bernie. Henry here. Look, I've got to see you at the Markheim building site right away. What's that? Yes, I just discovered it. Well, how long have you known about it? And you never said anything? Well, I know the spot we're in, but we can't do anything else. I'm going straight to the construction site right now.
Henry, what will this do to the firm?
It's liable to ruin us.
After 17 years of struggle.
If only he'd spoken up. We could have corrected it weeks ago with little expense.
Uh-oh.
We've got to admit our mistake and stand part of the financial loss. There's no other way. And I never made it. Just as I approached the building site, a car. I didn't see it come out of that intersection. And now, here I am. A second chance? A second chance to tell them? I'm alive. In another body. Oh, wait a minute. I've got to figure this out. To everyone else, I'm George Carswell. Maybe I've got to be George Carswell to pull this off. Yeah. Bernie won't recognize me. To him, Henry Marlin's dead. I've got to figure this out. Good morning.
Hello, Doctor.
Nurse tells me you had a quiet night.
Now, look, Doctor, I got to get out of here right away.
That's impossible.
I must. It's something I have to do, and I can't do it by phone.
You've got months of recuperation ahead of you. We can't take chances with that heart.
You mean his heart?
Well, it's yours now.
Doctor, what would happen if I got out of bed?
You could die. What's so important to get up for?
It's personal. Look, Doctor, Mrs. Carswell, what's her first name?
Janet.
Janet. She still thinks I'm her husband with brain damage, huh?
Yes. She's had enough of a shock. I can't tell her someone else is inhabiting her husband's body any more than I could tell Henry Marlin's wife that he's here, you, in a body she's never seen before. Which one of them do you think you belong to?
Well, Grace, of course.
If I can just get my head together and get used to this. Oh, I have a perfect disguise. I've got to get back to St. Louis. I know I'm taking a chance with this weak heart that guy Carswell had, but it's a chance I'll have to take. Oh, what am I going to use for money? I think Carswell's clothes are in the closet, but without enough money, I might as well forget it. Oh, money. I've got to get enough money.
He actually asked to see me, Dr. Hall. Oh, that's such a good sign.
Yes, it could be. We mustn't expect too much, Mrs. Carswell. Not right now.
George?
Hi, Janet.
Oh, George.
Don't stay too long, Mrs. Carswell.
You look so much better today, dear.
I feel a little better.
George, you do know me now, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, you're Janet.
Oh, darling. You're going to get well, I just know it.
Yes. Oh, Janet.
What?
The money for the hospital, the doctors.
Oh, that's all taken care of by your insurance, darling. You know that. Now, don't you worry for a second.
Yes. If you need anything, you do have the credit cards.
All of them. George, don't upset yourself over things like that. Just keep thinking about getting well.
Janet, would you ask the nurse if I could have some ginger and ginger ale?
I'll get it, right?
I've only got a minute. Act fast. I can just reach her purse. Ah. There. Wallet. Oh, good. Credit card, she said. The credit card. And his signature on it. Oh, what luck. That's all I need. And $30 cash. Oh, she's coming back. I must get the purse back.
Here you are, dear. There's no ice, I'm afraid. The nurse said nothing too cold.
Oh, that's okay.
Is there anything you'd like from home, George?
No, I don't think so. What happened to my clothes?
They're in the closet here, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Here they are.
Jack, I'm feeling tired. If you don't mind, I'd like to try and sleep. Huh?
Well, of course. I'll be back tonight.
Clothes in the closet. Credit card. First get a cab to the airport and a flight to St. Louis. I've got to try to sit up. Oh, yeah. Not so bad. Little tinge where the stitches are. I wonder how tall this guy Carswell was. Or is. There. Standing up. Oh, a little groggy, but that's from a week in bed. More than a week now. I'll be able to make it. But getting out of here without being seen, oh, that's the big problem. How am I gonna do that?
Good evening, Mrs. Carswell. Visiting hours are almost over.
I know, nurse. I won't stay long. I just want to say goodnight.
Well, it's all right. Take a few extra minutes, if he's awake. Oh, he ate well this evening.
I'm glad to hear that. I won't tire him. Miss Wilson! Miss Wilson!
What is it?
He's not in his bed.
What?
He's not in the room.
What? Well, that's impossible. There's been a nurse at this station all evening.
Where could he go?
Well, he's not supposed to get out of bed.
They're gone.
What?
His clothes. They were here this afternoon. He asked me about them. His clothes are gone.
Well, he managed it. Henry Marlin, in the person of George Carswell, has apparently gotten out of bed and left the hospital. A neat trick and a dangerous one, considering that heart condition. But Henry Marlin is so desperate to return to St. Louis, he'll take any chance, it seems. How he managed to leave that hospital unnoticed, and what happens to him next, we'll learn when I return shortly with Act Three. You've heard about a new lease on life. I wonder how many of us, given a second chance, would live our lives differently. That is, knowing what we know now. Architect Henry Marlin knew about a structural defect in one of his firm's buildings, but he died in a motorcycle accident before he could reveal it. He's been given that second chance through an inexplicable circumstance which finds him alive, but in the body of another man, a body with a weakened heart that hangs to life by a very fine thread. And he's taking an enormous chance with it.
This is absolutely inexcusable. For any patient to leave unnoticed is inexcusable. But Carswell, a heart patient...
We can't explain it, Dr. Hall. The nurse's station was never left unattended.
I'm ordering a full investigation. If anything happens to that man, the hospital's responsible. We've got to find him. Security, Dr. Hall here. I want all exits to the hospital covered at once. A patient's trying to leave, and no visitors are to leave until Agnes Wilson gets down to the front entrance. Got that? It may be too late. He might be out of here already. Wilson, get down there right away and see if you can spot him trying to slip out with the visitors. Start letting them through and watch for him.
Yes, sir.
And send in Mrs. Carswell.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Carswell, Dr. Hall wants to see you.
Has he found George?
Go on in.
Dr. Hall, isn't anything being done to find my husband?
Everything, Mrs. Carswell. He can't go far. He has no money. His wallet was put in the safe when he was admitted. But we must have a picture to show security and the police.
Police?
It's going to be bad publicity for the hospital, but his life's at stake.
But I have a photo of him in my wallet. It's a recent picture. It was taken last summer at Lake George. I'm so upset I can't... How strange. My credit card is gone.
What?
I know I had it. I used it this afternoon.
Mrs. Carswell, put a stop on that card immediately. From this phone, right now. Then I'll talk to a supervisor there. If he did take the card, we've got to know when and where he tries to use it.
Yes, sir?
St. Louis, please. One way. When's the next flight?
10:50, sir. Let me see if there's space available. Yes. I can book you on that flight. Name, sir?
Carswell, George Carswell.
All right, Mr. Carswell. That will be $186.75, including tax.
Yeah, here you are.
Credit charge. Very well, Mr. Carswell. One moment, please. Right, Mr. Carswell. Everything's in order. If you'll sign here, I'll ticket your flight. Gate 12 at 10:50.
I just don't understand, Doctor. Why would George try to leave?
Mrs. Carswell, I've got to level with you. I think your husband, that is, the man who walked out of here, may be on his way to St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yes.
Why did you hesitate? And then say, the man who walked out of here?
Because, Mrs. Carswell, the man who walked out of here is not your husband, but a man named Henry Marlin.
What are you talking about?
I told you we suspected brain damage, but that's not it at all.
A Henry Marlin of St. Louis was killed in a motorcycle accident the same day your husband had his heart attack. His wife in St. Louis told me that.
His wife?
Henry Marlin's soul, personality, mind, call it whatever you want, is in the body of your husband.
I think you've gone mad.
When we brought your husband's body back to life, we brought back another man. A man, I believe, is on his way home. At least, to the home he knows is Henry Marlin.
You're dreaming up fantasies and lies.
Do you think the truth is easy for me?
Dr. Hall, I'll accept for the moment that what you say is true, if impossible. But then where does that leave George and me if you find him and he recovers physically?
With a man who doesn't know you.
And her in St. Louis.
With a man she doesn't know.
Coming. Yes?
Mrs. Marlin?
Yes?
May I come in?
What do you want?
I'm a friend of your husband.
Oh.
I was terribly shocked by...
Are you the man who phoned last week? Come in.
The phone?
Well, someone telephoned last week asking about Henry's death. He just hung up.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh. I've never met you, I'm afraid. But then Henry had many business associates.
No, I'm George Carswell. I'm sorry to bring this up at a time like this, but you must help me.
I help you?
Yeah, just before he died, Henry told me there was a serious flaw in a building he and his partner designed.
That's right. I've been so shattered by Henry's death, I never thought about it. He was on his way to the building site when...
Look, we must let the builder know about it. I believe Henry's partner, Mr. Ross, tried to cover it up.
Henry talked to him on the phone just before. How do you know so much about this? Who are you? What are you trying to do?
Save a building, dozens of lives. It's the only honorable thing to do. In his memory,
Well, what's the matter?
I'll be all right. Sudden attacks like this, Look, I must get to the construction site.
I'll come with you.
I must speak to the foreman at once.
That's me, Charlie Tucker.
You gotta listen to me. I was a friend of Henry Marlin's, the architect.
Come on inside the trailer. Can't hear you with all that racket out there. That's better. What's up?
You've got to stop construction immediately.
What?
Get out the blueprints, page 31A, right now. Come on, do it.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know who you are. What right have you
got? Please, he knows what he's talking about.
Look, there's a serious flaw in the 8th floor elevator shaft. It has to be corrected. Now get out those prints.
8th floor? We're up to 20.
Mr. Tucker, this man is right. Please do as he says.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. That's the book.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's a page 31A. There, you see?
Hey, you're right. Something here doesn't match. Huh? I better get Mr. Ross right away.
No. Call the builders. Tell them first.
Hey, you don't look so good.
It's all right. I'll be okay. Tell them first. Do it now.
Would you like some tea, Mr. Carswell?
No, thank you. It's kind of you to let me visit.
You look so tired.
Yeah, I am.
Something's terribly wrong, Mr. Carswell. I'd better call your doctor.
No, I'll be all right. Just a little weak. Excitement.
Excuse me. Hello?
Mrs. Marlin? Mrs. Henry Marlin?
Yes?
Mrs. Marlin, this may sound strange, but please try to understand. I'm Dr. Willard Hall at the Medical Center in Houston. I have reason to believe that a man named George Carswell might try to contact you.
Why, he's here now.
He is?
Yes. He told me he was a friend of my late husband.
May I speak? Speak with him, please.
Oh, you're his doctor. You know, it's most providential you called. He doesn't look at all well.
Can he come to the phone?
Just a moment. Mr. Carswell, it's your doctor from... Mr. Carswell? Oh, no. Mr. Carswell. Doctor, he's... Mr. Carswell, I think... He's dead.
Is somebody there? I think there's somebody there.
Hello?
Oh, it's you again. You went off and left me.
I did? I'm sorry, but I couldn't help it. Something pulled me back.
Oh? Back where?
To finish something. Do you see that light out there?
Yeah. Did you finish it?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, that's good.
The light's getting closer.
I still wonder where we are. Don't you wonder where we are?
I know where we are. The light's getting brighter and brighter. It's going to envelop us.
It's very restful, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's rest and peace.
Two men whose destinies met in infinity, and one who had a second chance to do what he knew was right, thanks to the body of the other. But their lives on Earth couldn't have gone on under such circumstances. There were two widows, neither of whom could call this man her husband. Their story is finished, but I'll return shortly with some thoughts on the strangeness of life in this universe. Death is a fact of life, but lately there's been much discussion about life after death, or life after life. Ghosts, supposedly, are departed spirits revisiting the living. There may be many worlds outside our earthly existence, worlds more wonderful than this vale of tears. Who can say for sure? One thing's for sure. We'll continue to stretch your imagination with more visits to strange worlds on Mystery Theater. Our cast included Paul Hecht, Bob Caliban, Marion Seldes, and Joan Shea. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall, inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.